This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasanyu with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to seek a vote of confidence in Parliament on January 10. Prime Minister Dahal urges Election Commission to prepare for holding elections for President, Vice President and by-election of National Assembly member. Home Minister Rabi Lami Chani directs Chief District Officers to make service delivery prompt and efficient. And 4 people die in Australia in helicopter collision. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is scheduled to seek a vote of confidence in the Parliament on the 10th of January. He was appointed the 44th Prime Minister of Nepal with the support of a total of 169 lawmakers. Secretariat spokesperson Dr. Rosnath Pandey said the Prime Minister wrote to the Federal Parliament Secretariat and urged them to make arrangements for taking the vote of confidence. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged the Election Commission to prepare for holding the election to the post of President and Vice President and by-election for National Assembly member. During a meeting with the Election Commission officials, including the Chief Election Commissioner, Prime Minister Dahal pledged the government support for the elections on the proposed date. He also promised to forward integrated election laws as proposed by the Election Commission. The Election Commission furnished advice to the government to fix the 8th of February as the date for holding the by-election to a vacant post of the member of the National Assembly. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is making a directive statement today in connection with rendering the government's effective works performance. Prime Minister Dahal held consultations with the government secretaries for the first time yesterday on making the government's work effective after his appointment to the post of Prime Minister. Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said the Prime Minister listened to the secretaries' statements yesterday and will give necessary directives today. During the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar, secretaries reported the Prime Minister Dahal about the existing situation of their respective ministries. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Rabi Lami Chani has issued directives for making the service delivery prompt and efficient, giving no room for public complaints. Addressing a virtual meeting of the office bearers, including the Chief District Officers and the district-based security chiefs from the Home Ministry yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Lami Chani instructed all to make service delivery effective. Chief District Officer CDO of Kathmandu, Khanshyam Upadhyay, said the Deputy Prime Minister instructed the CDOs to be in a ready position for reducing the risk from the cold wave in the Tarai and snowfall in the high mountainous region. Deputy Prime Minister Lami Chani also urged the officials to ease the process of issuing citizenship certificates and national identity cards. The Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to mark the 25th Earthquake Safety Day on the 16th of January. A meeting of the 25th Earthquake Safety Day Main Program Organizing Committee held at the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday decided to mark the Earthquake Safety Day by organizing various programs. Addressing the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Rabi Lami Chani stressed the need for making people aware of measures to mitigate the risk caused by the earthquakes. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said his party would move ahead by keeping the interest of the nation and the people at the center. In his address to the party's third Politburo meeting that started in Kathmandu yesterday, leader Nepal said the party would make a review of the country's latest political developments and move ahead by keeping the nation and people at the center. The election of the Speaker of the Madhes Provincial Assembly has been scheduled for the 16th of January. In yesterday's first meeting of the newly elected Provincial Assembly, senior-most member Gobinda Bahadur Nyopani, who chaired the meeting, shared that the election for the post of Speaker will be held on the 16th of January. Nepali Ambassador to Pakistan Tapas Adhikari has held a dialogue with Pakistani Prime Minister's Special Foreign Affairs AD Syed Tariq Fatemi. In the meeting held at Fatemi's office in Islamabad yesterday, they discussed various aspects of Nepal-Pakistan relations. Nepali Embassy in Islamabad says Ambassador Adhikari also discussed the matters of enhancing SAARC activities in the region with the Pakistani Prime Minister's Foreign Affairs AD. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia is planning a protracted campaign of drone attacks in a bid to demoralize Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky said he had received intelligence reports suggesting that Moscow would launch the attacks using Iranian-made Shahed drones. It comes after Ukraine carried out a strike that it said killed hundreds of Russian troops in the Donbas region. In a rare admission of battlefield losses, Russia said the attack killed 63 of its troops. Speaking from Kiev in his nightly address, Zelensky said Russia planned to adjust Ukraine with a prolonged wave of drone attacks. Russian drone strikes on Ukraine appear to have increased in recent days, with Moscow launching attacks on cities and power stations across the country over the past 3 nights. 4 people have died after a mid-air collision between 2 helicopters near SeaWorld on Australia's Gold Coast. Queensland police say initial investigations suggest the crash happened as one aircraft was taking off and the other was landing. According to BBC, those who died were travelling in the same helicopter. 3 other passengers are in a critical condition. 5 of the 6 people on the other aircraft, which made an emergency landing, suffered minor injuries. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the country had been left shocked by the terrible and tragic incident. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to seek a vote of confidence in Parliament on January 10. Prime Minister Dahal urges Election Commission to prepare for holding elections for President, Vice President and by-election of National Assembly member. Home Minister Rabilami Chani directs Chief District Officers to make service delivery prompt and efficient. And 4 people die in Australia in helicopter collision. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.